Off the ball.
Rugby.
Have you seen the way Scotland play? Scotland, this has been waiting. This has been coming. They are so good. And yet I still can't sit here and say they're definitely going to win in Dublin.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partner of the IRFU.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding!
San Antonio Spurs?
Damn it!
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know! Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Hey!
Oh, he's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him!
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Bum, bum. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Each week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. OTB's live League of Ireland coverage might be back, but the crappy quiz is still going strong, and why the hell wouldn't we be? When we're brought to you this week by Optimum Nutrition, the world's number one performance nutrition brand, which is launching their new global campaign, the Optimum Advantage. With over 35 years at the top of performance nutrition, trusted by the world's best athletes and a growing partnership with the IRFU, Optimum Nutrition are right at the heart of Irish rugby. And what a weekend it is for that too. Don't forget, the quiz is available in many forms on YouTube or in podcast form for Off The Ball members worldwide. Offtheball.com/join if you're not already a member. There's a special offer on at the moment. It's probably going to finish after the rugby. Maybe not. We'll see. It's €1 for the full first month. Everybody who signs up anyway gets three free listens just by downloading the Go Loud app, which, let's face it, will cover the quizzing output most months. Except this month, we're going to do four. All that said, what's left but for me to introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry? It's a newish looking lineup indeed. Gen Z's versus Mick, are you a millennial?
I'd say so, yeah. Millennials are born from 81 on, aren't they? And is Gen Z next after millennial?
No, it is, yeah.
Is it? Okay, yeah.
When does Gen Z come in?
He could be... What's alpha Gen Z?
What's alpha? I'm not exposing that in here. When's the cutoff point?
Somebody look that up first.
There is a new one. They're out at the moment.
They're out at the moment. Yeah. I've been out a while now.
Young footballer form.
Up first, this contestant has been complaining recently about the constant changing of his crappy quiz nickname. Some people just don't know how good they've got it. Well, the quizmaster's had enough. Such insolence won't be tolerated anymore. Let him come up with his own pithy introduction this week. And as for the nickname, well, let's just call him Mick. Don't put the horse before the McCarthy forevermore.
That's brilliant.
Okay, I'll ask you that again in a few minutes. Call me whatever you want. I'd be more interested now in our other two competitors who have established nicknames. Like the sanctity of the crappy quiz nickname. You can't be just changing it willy nilly. Like, this is a thing. Like, it's like, you know, it can have one or two evolutions over time. But they have to be few and far between, or else what even is a crappy quiz nickname? Yeah.
Well said.
Generation Y, which are millennials, were 1980 to 1994. Generation Z, Gen Z, 1995 to 2009, which I presume covers everybody here. The new kids that are out, Generation Alpha, 2010 to 2024. So actually there are kids being born in even a newer generation.
And they haven't been named yet.
Well, I presume Beta.
Categorised. Yeah,
so I actually am Gen Z.
They might not like that one.
Me and you are one of the same, Dave.
Yeah, we are. Just the opposite ends.
Yeah.
Up next, when one consults the exclusive list of crappy quiz greats, you won't find this guy's name there yet. However, it isn't for lack of knowledge. A routine winner when he's bothered to show up, this quizzer has all the natural ability of a young Cillo Wallahan, the necessary guile and cunning of a Nathan Black Sox Murphy, gone but not forgotten, and the humility of the long gone Adrian, who's your daddy Barry. Also forgotten. He's a next-gen star just waiting to assert his dominance on the old guards. Next-gen Gen Z. Please welcome David the Fountain Wilson.
Not a routine winner, I'd say. Routine contender?
A routine winner? Well, I won the last time I was on.
There you go.
Have I won two this year? But I don't know. If I can join the pantheon of greats just mentioned there, I'd be privileged.
Die happy,
I would say gone but not forgotten, and then Cillo Wallahan, forgotten but not gone.
That was a very complimentary introduction, I must say.
Yeah, it was. I better not, you know, screw this up.
No.
Finally, it's been a long, long time since this contestant last bothered to show up for work on a Friday, let alone do the crappy quiz. Like a modern day Paddy O'Shea jetting back and forth from Westmeath to a place he'd rather be, he plays by his own rules. You all know him from OTB Breakfast, the all-seeing eye of Irish players you'd forgotten or never knew existed at all. He's the proud purveyor of the green scene. Please welcome Matthew, old Mr. Brennan.
There we go, he kept that one.
Yeah, old Mr.
Kept both of them, actually.
I think it was used to be young Mr.
It used to be young Mr.
Yeah. No, aged.
You're aged. You're on the other side of Gen
Z. Senior type, man aged.
What is the old Mr.? What is that?
Old Master Brennan Bread. Come on, Dave.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought it was like Mr. I thought it was like the Italian coach.
Do you eat bread?
Oh, yes, Mr.
Do you eat bread?
Sometimes.
Please send any
riveting
questions.
Conversation about this week's Crappy Quiz.
Please send any questions you have to us via email crappyquiz@offthewall.com. If you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, keep on post going. Send us questions via postcard to Quizmaster, Off the Wall Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. I don't know if the new building is fully got to grips with the postal system, so there could be some in the floating around the office. If anybody in the office has seen any postcards, please drop them over to Arthur's desk. Round one introduction. We're sticking with the know your stuff round this week. For the week that's in it, all the stuff is going to be about Scottish sport, and I'll be honest, the contestants we have this week, that's football. Feeble as ever, since last week anyway. We're going to retain the easy, middling or hard options for your jock related questions. The jocks. Remember that? It was like...
The jocks.
Steve Staunton. For the uninitiated, 1 point for easy, 2 points for middling, 3 points if you answer a hard question correctly. We're just doing the line once here to satisfy all those complaining about too many points given out. All okay? Start with Mick, David and Matthew.
Middling, please.
Middling. Mick. 12 teams Midland, in the men's
There's
Scottish.
There's a new nickname.
Oh.
Midland Mick. Meh. Mickey Meh.
Eminem.
There's 12 teams in the men's Scottish Premiership. Name 9 of them.
That's okay, I think.
That is okay.
9?
I think that's all right.
I can do that.
I
hope I don't mess this up now.
I don't want to give him more time, but my hiatus has been prolonged. Can we jump in?
No.
Like,
no.
Wait, if he gets 7, can I name the last 2?
No, in a different call your shot round, which we'll bring back at some point in the future, which is the best round ever.
Shall say Arthur
couldn't be bothered writing it. Celtic. Rangers.
No, Seth, call you out. No!
Heart of Midlothian. Hearts, Hibs. Aberdeen, Motherwell.
She is.
Now, I need to be careful here now, just in case
things
have dropped off or whatever. So I have 6 there, is it? They're the bankers. St Mirren are currently in the Premiership.
They are. Killian Phillips.
And Dundee are certainly in the Premiership at the moment. That's him out. That's
8.
Yeah, so I'm done.
One more.
Oh, Livingston.
Dr. Livingston, I presume.
Tony Macaroni.
You got Dundee, but you didn't get Dundee United.
Well, I wasn't 100%
deduct you a
sure
point for that. They just had a derby recently. I think you probably would have got the hard there as well. So you bottled that one. Round one for you, Dave.
12?
What?
Was the hard all 12?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sure, we'll go Midland as well.
Oh, he was definitely getting the hard. Arthur's shouting in my ears.
I heard him.
Hard.
Give it my ear too. Yeah. Very insulting. Didn't know I could hear him there when he called me a quizzing loser.
David, your middling question for 2 points is how many Australian Open finals did Andy Murray reach during his career?
Way harder. That's an insane difference.
I'm undoubtedly getting some Scottish rugby thing now. My alley.
Australian Open finals. Like, this is a bit of a shot in the old dark. I can't, like,
an old shot in the dark, maybe?
Yeah.
Shot in the old dark.
Yeah, this is...
Is there a new dark?
I can't even think of the finals that he was in.
Okay, we've stalled long enough.
Yeah, I'll go with 4.
4.
Oh!
3.
5.
Is it? Well,
5. I mean,
I was going to say 4.
Any random number between 0
he was regularly, he always, he was, there was an era of watching him here on Saturday.
On Sunday morning?
Huh?
On a Sunday morning?
Yeah, but the semi-finals on a Friday kind of, against Djokovic and 5 setters.
Yeah, he lost them all.
Yeah.
Round one for you, Matthew. To get a point to go off the board, you go the easy one. For two, you get a slightly middling question. Round three?
We come back around again. We do another round of this, do we?
No, we're only doing one, yeah.
We're doing one, oh. Yeah. Give me a hard one then, yeah.
Come on. Go big or go home, Matty. Matty Ice.
Not a chance.
Outside of England, Graeme Souness managed four different clubs. Name them all.
Real Scottish sport round.
Having a clue.
Really?
He's over in Turkey.
Outside of England.
Yeah. Okay. Rangers.
Correct.
Which was his Turkish team?
Many clubs did you say he had?
Four.
It's a Fenerbahce.
That's wrong.
No.
But I can think of five straight off the Rangers, Galatasaray, Benfica, Newcastle, Southampton, Blackburn.
Outside of England.
Outside of England.
Newcastle famously in England there.
Already not English.
Clip that.
That's worse than me when I get one of them, I think. That's not great.
Oh, you should.
You know what I thought? For some reason, because it's the Scottish round, I thought outside of Scotland, but then he said Rangers, so then I forgot all rules.
Yeah. What is it? Who heard it?
Well, that's wrong. Let's start with that. Torino and Benfica.
Torino.
Okay.
2 years of Benfica. He lasted. Torino didn't last. No. He managed both Torino and Benfica in 1997. Galatasaray obviously was famously with the flag.
I couldn't just pick which one it was. I knew it was one of them, obviously. But
all right, looking forward to this round two introduction. New round two for you this week. Blinker, Taylor, Solskjaer, Fry.
Blinker, Taylor,
Tinker, Taylor, Soldiers, by. Oh, Pros Before Swine. Blank faces everywhere. Okay, no, this is the greatest name he's ever had in his life.
I got the reference. I was just trying to figure out what all the names were. Right, Blinker, okay. Reggie Blinker.
Blinker, Taylor, Solskjaer, Fry.
Dale Fry.
Barry Fry, I'd say.
I'm going to give you the names of four sports people, current and or retired, and a statement about their careers. All you need to do is tell me which of the four people named didn't do what the statement suggests. For example, if I named Paddy Bonner, Steve Staunton, Liam Brady and Gareth Bale, and the statement was played for the Republic of Ireland, the correct answer would be?
Gareth Bale.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you got it there. No bonus points.
Gareth Bale.
Hey,
my brain needs
might be Gareth Bale. Yeah, no, it's Gareth Bale.
Scared.
Much like the Wikipedia round, it'll be fastest finger first, but if you buzz in and get it wrong, you're frozen out of that particular question forever. It's going to be five of these, a point for each correct answer. The players in the statement will change every time. Those nicknames again. Don't put the horse before the McCarthy.
That's a really short nickname.
The Fountain Wilson.
Yeah, hey.
Old Mr. Brennan.
Old Mr.
All clear?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll just finish. Another 2 minutes and I'll finish writing down my name.
Round two, question one. The players. Raul. Benny McCarthy. They're Coit. And Neymar. And the statement is, scored in a Champions League final.
The Fountain. Dirk Kuyt.
Nope.
Old Mr. Brennan. Benny McCarthy.
Benny McCarthy is correct. Never scored in the Champions League final.
I'm not with this round at all.
When did Dirk Kuyt score in the Champions League final?
Ah, that famous one.
Oh, seven.
I did, yeah.
Round two, question two.
I knew that.
Michael Murphy. Jack McCaffrey. Kieran McGeaney. Sean Kavanagh. Statement is, won Gaelic Footballer of the Year.
The Fountain.
Yeah.
Michael Murphy.
Correct.
Sleep. I can't
Murphy
remember
never won Gaelic Footballer of the Year.
That is mental, isn't it?
Yeah, Carl Lacey won it in 2012.
Yeah.
What a player.
Round two, question three. Mark Williams, Sean Murphy, Peter Ebdon, and Judd Trump. And the statement is, have completed snooker's career triple crown.
The Fountain.
Fountain?
Peter Ebdon.
Correct.
Stupid name. Give me a name I could actually say, like.
Won the Worlds, the UK and the Masters.
God.
That was the triple crown. Peter Ebdon hasn't completed that, but Mark Williams, Sean Murphy and Judd Trump have.
Still time.
Question four. Venus Williams, Maria Sharapova, Simona Halep and Caroline Wozniacki. And the answer, the statement is, the statement is, defeated Serena Williams in a grand.
Don't put the horse before the Wozniacki.
Wozniacki.
Nickname is brilliant.
Wozniak.
I love it.
You just have to get in. I'll. You don't have to finish it. You just have to get in.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the first name. It just doesn't roll off the tongue.
Question five. Paul McGrath, Niall Quinn, Kevin Moore, and Tony Cascarino. And the statement is, started Ireland's first ever game at a FIFA World Cup against England in 1990?
You missed Brennan.
Who was it? Don't put the cart before the... I think it was Matthew, to be honest.
Yeah, go on.
I was pure guess. Tony Cascarino.
No.
No, don't put the cart before the...
Yeah.
Quinn.
Correct. Woo. That was very
that was a quick round.
I feel like I'm
exhausted.
I have so much concentration there.
I feel like I've experienced something. I feel like I've been through something. Like, it was
concentration
weird.
Levels is weird.
I think I said about five words, but I feel the worst for it. Like,
well, you've only got 1 point, Matthew, so you should feel the worst for it. Yeah, David's on two, Mick's on four. That's the score.
I'm winning.
Yeah,
because you got that handy middling question.
Oh, that was very handy. Yeah, in fairness, that's got to be an asterisk over there. Yeah, if I win by less than 2 points.
It's like and that ever happened in COVID. Like
round three. What do you mean? Just expand on that there.
Anything to happen.
What if you got a new job during COVID?
We're on talking about sport here, you know, sport and content.
Were you still in school during COVID?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah. What? Did you leave in Sarah like in 2020?
I don't know the years. I did my leaving cert during COVID. Yeah.
You got the magic grades.
I got to sit a couple of exams. Like I got the choice. I got the easiest one. You could pick what exams you wanted to do, and you got the predicted grade.
And if you screwed up the grams, you got the predicted grade anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, happy days.
Yeah. We skewed all the points, like, so they're still suffering.
You ruined it for everybody coming after you. Do you feel any?
Arthur
just said, "Why do you think he's here?"
It's a fair point. Yeah, pull the ladder up behind you. That's
fraud
situation. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Right. Well done.
There you go.
Round three. Pass the parcel of doom round. For the uninitiated, who really shouldn't still be with us at this point, I'm sure you've tuned in and gone, no, absolutely not. Enough of this crap. I'm going to ask you each to give me a name that's on a list of names that I have in front of me. If you get it right, the parcel passes on to the next player. You get it wrong, and the parcel explodes, covering you in shame and leaving body parts all over the studio. The order is Mick, David, Matthew.
Mick, David, Matthew.
Which is the order you're seated in, left to right. For those listening on the radio. Question is, including interim managers, tell me anyone who has managed Inter or AC Milan men's teams since 1996, the last 30 years. Now, there are going to be a few bonus points up for grabs here if you can identify the 10 managers who have long since been forgotten in the annals of history. You get an extra point. If you can also name any of the three managers who've managed both clubs in this period, there'll be a bonus point for you too. These points stay with you irrespective of whether you are the last person standing or not. So if you know who managed both, I would recommend that you don't sit on that until the end. You get it out, get your point, get it on the board, and go home.
Can we give David the points for this round already? Yeah.
Once a manager has been named, he's no longer eligible, even if he did serve more than one spell or manage both clubs. But obviously you get the 2 points. Yeah. So you don't get the 2 points, you get 1 point.
What's the year again, sorry?
1996. Most random cutoff point of all time. 30 years, sorry. 30 years.
Great year.
Of course, yeah. So, Mick, David, Matthew is the order. There's a million bonus points on offer here.
Yeah. All right. Carlo Ancelotti.
So, Ancelotti, Carlo, correct.
Christian Kivu.
Whoa. Did he have the brother who was kidnapped? No. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Someone Luis Diaz?
No.
Max Allegri.
Is that who he's thinking of, or is that right?
No.
Massimiliano Allegri, twice. Yeah. 2010 to 2014 and 2005. Ancelotti was AC Milan from 01 to 09 and Christian Kivu is present 2025. On. Mick.
Me? Yeah, Jose Mourinho.
Jose Mourinho. 2008-2010.
Antonio Conte.
Antonio Conte, Inter Milan, 2019-2021.
Simone Inzaghi.
Simone Inzaghi, 2021-2025. Simone Inzaghi.
So back to me already. Jesus.
Struggling already.
Fabio Capello.
Fabio Capello, 91 to 96 and 97, 98. Correct.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a handy bit of information you just gave me there.
Stefano Pioli.
Pioli. Is that good enough for a bonus point? It is.
Really?
5 years at AC Milan from 2019 to 2024.
You didn't get 5 year manager of AC Milan gets a bonus point, but Becca Joseph Denglas didn't get me one last week.
Managed both.
Yeah. Managed both. 2016, 2017, Inter, that's the bonus points. Yeah.
Okay. Matthew?
Yeah, I'm struggling here now.
I haven't got many more.
No, I don't know if I've any more.
I'm sure I would if I just thought a bit more. I feel like the information's in there somewhere.
AC Milan, they've had like so many.
There's been a lot of like banter eras in both of these clubs over the last couple of years. Ownerships.
I think who was there just prior to Conte at Inter?
There's a documentary about Berlusconi, 30 for 30. I watched the first episode.
Recent?
I don't know when it's from. I just came across it somehow. And it's three episodes. It seems pretty good though. Quite long. But amazing story though, like of how he kind of put himself at the center of everything about Italian life, Italian football, Italian TV as well. But yeah, 30 for 30. It's in Italian, but like it's translated.
That right?
Yeah. John Foote is in it. The famous writer as well. Have I buy you enough time?
I don't think so. I've been sitting here thinking about nothing really.
He's like, oh, that's a good story.
Nice one.
CIA was in league with internal affairs.
Like the monkey clapping the buttons in your head, you know. No, I don't know. Did Frank Rijkaard have a stint at AC Milan managing him at any point? No.
Are you guessing that?
Yeah.
You out, sucker.
Yeah. I'll cover myself in shame right here.
Yeah, it fits the bill, don't it?
It is amazing he didn't, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with in between the two Capello stints, Sacchi came back.
Arrigo Sacchi, since 2006 he did.
Yeah,
96, 97. Oh, squeaking
well, it's
in.
Just when you get me those numbers that allowed me to guess that on
he'd
Capello
failed,
stints.
Though, didn't he?
Yeah, disaster.
So Sacchi was the manager in the 94 World Cup though. Yeah.
Yeah. He was the, yeah, obviously the great 89-90 team was him as well.
Rafa Benitez.
Rafa Benitez, 2010.
Had him down as well. No, I didn't. Yeah.
Okay, I'm into funny territory now.
There's a lot of names you will recognize.
So I'm pretty sure Lippi was the Inter manager at one point.
Is that an answer?
Well, I think it has to be, even if I'm wrong now.
Marcello Lippi, 99-2000.
Oh. I don't think I could have got away with saying, no, I'm scared by your tone, Ger. I want to go for someone else.
Well, I was trying to double bluff you there, but...
99-2000, yeah, that's why I remember that, because Robbie Keane was... he was Robbie Keane's manager, wasn't he? Yeah.
I'm nearly sure... Ooh, it could be on the precipice. I'll go with Hector Cooper.
Hector Cooper, correct. 2001-2003.
I have one name left and it's hilarious. Roy Hodgson.
Correct. 95-97.
Don't get a bonus point for him. Oh.
And 99, he went back.
That's amazing.
I didn't
David
know he went
back. Need one more here unless I pick a name out of my hole.
Sorry, just thinking, it's like, that's too on the nose.
We might need to edit that out.
What?
No, it's not.
Can you say that? These days?
Yeah.
These Gen Zers shared it.
Don't be categorizing us. I'm all right with it.
Now you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually struggling here.
Oh, this is your bailiwick.
I'll go with. I think he was the sporting director. I'll go with Andrea Stramaccioni.
Oh, come on.
Oh, bonus point, baby!
That's an outrageous shout.
How am I supposed to compete with that? Like,
I think he was the sporting director. Was
every now and then. No. I'm thinking of a different answer for a sporting director.
2012, 2013.
Of who?
Andrea Stramaccioni.
Yeah, but for which club? Oh, both. Inter at that time.
Inter,
and then,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Wow. He's a TV personality and a writer.
Let me think of...
That's amazing.
You're missing loads of really...
Yeah, I have a feeling like all the names you think of.
People.
Oh, Roberto Martinez. No, sorry. I'm struggling with name here. Sorry. It's I know who I'm talking about. Mancini.
Not Roberto Martinez. Roberto Mancini. You are very lucky.
He's unfortunately a manager. I would have been screwed there.
Two times, 2004, 2008, and 2014, 2016.
So he's an
Inter legend,
isn't he?
Yeah. I think this fella managed in the banter years Clarence Seedorf.
I don't think he did. He did 2014. Whoa. Yeah, back in the net.
Okay, now go back into my list of Italians. Oh, there can't be too many more that I know anything about.
You're going to kill yourself after with the amount of names that are like...
Really?
They've all managed everything.
I just can't remember. I know, that's the thing. I can't remember any of them, if you know what I mean. It's like...
It's like a teenage disco.
What?
They're all going at it.
Oh, so who was Inter Milan manager down the Wes?
I think you're at the wrong club, but anyway. And you're not. You're like,
just give me a second. I feel like there was a Milan legend went back for a failed stint. I can't remember who it was. None of the famous back four, I don't think. Oh, I don't think it was like Albertini.
I think he did.
I have a weird feeling that Boban was their manager for a while, was he? Svanimir Boban?
Hey, more me stealing you out, sucker.
Okay.
Do you need one to win or do you just win?
No,
you win. So I'll go. You give me whatever else you got.
Savicevic?
Is there a guy that managed Inter that died recently? He's Eastern European.
Sinisa Mihajlovic?
Yeah, Mihajlovic. Yeah, is he one? I just couldn't think of his name.
Yeah.
Mihajlovic did manage AC Milan.
AC Milan was
his well. Yeah. I was going to try out Dejan Stankovic, which would have been in the same. Yeah.
His son's been playing. It was Leonardo one.
Yes.
Because
and a bonus point.
No.
Do I get him the bonus point even though it's after? Even though it's already won.
You do.
Hold on.
He said that. He said that without that was his next answer.
He gave me the bonus point there.
I think that's a bit.
Arthur's made the call.
He's already got 3 points from this round, he's saying, so you can't have a fourth. Luciano Castellini would have been a bonus point for you for Inter. Frank de Boer, Giampiero Gasparini, our pal.
Oh, I have Gasparini written down and I thought he wasn't. I thought he went from Atalanta to...
Leonardo.
Yeah.
Mircea Lucescu, that would have been a bonus point. Walter Mazzarri, you might have remembered. Claudio Ranieri.
Ranieri, of course, should have guessed Ranieri, yeah.
Luigi Simoni, Luciano Spalletti.
Oh, of course.
Spalletti.
Have you heard of Marco Tardelli?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Marco.
I wouldn't have guessed Tardelli, no.
Not Inter, that year.
Alberto Zaccaroni, Stefano Vecchi.
Zaccaroni, sure.
Corrado Vadelli, Corrado. And that's it. For them, when we get to the AC Milan,
Redi was a bad miss. Oh no, that's fairness.
Whoa.
The Boers.
So Christian Brocci would have got you a bonus point for Milan. Sergio Conceição, Milan.
He's only there.
Antonio Di Gennaro, Paolo Fonseca, Gennaro Gattuso, Filippo Inzaghi, Leonardo.
Filippo Inzaghi.
I said Simone Inzaghi.
Hippo Inzaghi.
I just didn't know he was manager. That's hilarious.
Marco Giampoli, we would have given you. Cesare Maldini, the Da.
Yeah.
Sinisa Mihajlovic, we've already mentioned. Vincenzo Montella. Giorgio Marini with a bonus point for Oscar Tabarez.
Oh, the Uruguayan guy.
Yeah. Mauro Tassotti. None of the back four, famous back four. He managed them twice.
Okay, fair enough.
Fatty Tirum.
I have Panucci in that, you see.
And Alberto Zaccaroni.
What's his name?
Fatty Tirum.
The Turkish guy.
Tirum too.
Right. Mick, not in the lead anymore. Yeah. He's on four. David's on five. Matthew's on one. Round three, question two.
No, this is not good. I need to save face.
After all last week's bitching and moaning, the Quizmaster has created a simpler alternative to the norm this week. God forbid we try anything that requires too much thought.
I thought we said it was good. We just didn't need 27 points on offer.
He says from behind he's back in the box today, officially. He showed up. This week, I want you to name any Irish players played in an FA Cup final since 1976, which is the last 50 years for those of you who aren't good at maths like me. As ever, what constitutes Irish will fall between being born here or playing for Ireland exclusively at any age range from under 21s up. And as for who does or doesn't count for a winner's medal will largely be going off Wikipedia, so take any issues with them.
So it's like anyone registered to the FAI. So it's like Declan Rice doesn't count, obviously, or whatever. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, no, yeah. Rice, no,
yeah,
Grealish.
That's fine. Yeah, that's the standard of thing.
Once a player has been named in either category, they're no longer available. All clear.
What year?
David Matthew Mick, starting in 1976. Any Irish players played in an FA Cup final?
1976, okay. Roy Keane.
Correct.
Dennis Irwin.
Correct.
John O'Shea.
John O'Shea, correct. There's too many for me to give you all those years. Irwin, 94, 95, 96. Keane, 91 for Forrest, 94, 95, 96, 99, 2004, 2005. John O'Shea, 2004, 2005, 2007. We were good at football for a while there, weren't we?
Mm. Friend of the show, David Myler. Yeah.
Myler, correct. Hull City, 2014.
I wanted to save this one for a little bit longer, but James McCarthy. Yeah,
good man.
James McCarthy.
James McCarthy.
You gotta get your get in there when you can.
Wigan, 2013.
Yes, say it again.
To me.
To you.
Shay Given.
Shay is there for Newcastle in 98 and Villa in 2015. It's a long career, isn't it?
Mm.
Do we underrate Shay? I might underrate him a bit, do I?
I think so, yeah.
Outrageous amount of games.
Unbelievable career. Yeah.
Kevin Moran.
Kevin Moran, 1985.
Got the line.
It says 83, 84 upside that. You just deduct 85 because he got sent off.
Robbie Brady,
up to the bees. Did Robbie Brady play in an FA Cup final?
That whole thing. Oh.
He did not.
That's poor. I thought he was a Hull. There's another Irish lad at that Hull team. I don't know.
And this lad presents a podcast about Irish football.
Yeah.
What? Who is he?
It's terrible.
Yeah, we were born in like 2010.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with that for now anyway. Save his face a bit. Oh, that's god awful.
It is. Yeah. There's no dressing that stuff.
No, it is terrible.
My go?
Yeah.
This is
Paul McGrath.
Kinski from the other night. Paul McGrath, MOTM in 95. 85. Why are you putting 84 beside those? What are you missing?
He's got an arse waist.
All right.
Did he skip 84? That's the big question.
They're all accounted for, he says, but he's the 85 is not down beside it.
John Aldridge.
Aldo, yeah.
You keep picking all the players that have made history by doing bad things.
88 and 89. All those scores and that one get subbed off after scoring a great
in 89, yeah. And then Rushy comes on against two to win it. No, but he missed the penalty in 88, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
The first ever.
Sure, we'll stick with that. Ronnie Whelan.
Down to the W's. How many does Ronnie play in?
If he missed every FA Cup final that Liverpool were in, I mean, that's a bad accidental defeat.
86 and 89 he played in those ones.
Oh.
Kevin Sheedy.
Kevin Sheedy played in the 85 Cup Final and the 86 Cup Final and the 89 Cup Final.
Sheedy's a great one. I need to start going into matches here now.
There's 100 left here, lads.
Yeah, 100. Well, there's a lot of games to be like randomly picking out here.
It's 50 years of the FA Cup. Yeah.
Well, like, all right then. Liam Brady,
78, 79, 80.
I'm sure he played in an FA Cup final. Andy Townsend?
Oh, I don't think so. Q-R-S-T. No.
Stapleton and O'Leary anyway.
Yes.
And I hadn't really got to in many games. Did Kieran Clarke play in that game in 2015? I think he was gone from Villa at that stage, actually.
He's not on my list.
No.
So Phil Babb in 96, Jim Beglin in 86, John Byrne for Sunderland in 92,
oh, cool.
Cascarino for Chelsea in 94, Barry Cogan for Millwall, Gerry Daly for Man United in 76, Damien Delaney. For Palace, Roy Delap played for Stoke City in 2011, John Devine for Arsenal in 1980, Curtis Fleming in 97 for Borough, Steve Finnan played twice. course, for Liverpool in 06 and Portsmouth in 2010. Tony Galvin for Spurs back to back, 81, 82. Tony Grealish for Brighton in 83. Steve Highway played in the 77 team. Ray Houghton, you missed. Mm. 88, 89, 92. Gary Howlett for Brighton in...
I actually know him.
83. You know him as a person?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris Hughton played in 3 FA Cup finals.
Gloucester there for me.
81, 82 and May the 16th, 1987 when they got beaten 3-2 by Coventry. Mark Lawrenson played in the 86 final. McAteer played in the white suits.
Is that your birthday?
It is, yeah.
I was going to say, there's no one, why in God's name would you know that day?
Stephen McPhail played for Cardiff City.
Oh, yeah.
In 2008. Paul McShane played in the whole game that David Moyler played in.
Yeah, I wrote him down, actually.
David O'Leary, 78, 79, 80, 93. Again, longevity. What? Terry Phelan played in that Wimbledon game that they won.
Yeah. Yes.
Stephen Quinn played for Hull City.
Phelan played for Chelsea against United in 94 as well. He pulled his hamstring.
Jesus.
Say that again?
Phelan played against Chelsea against United in, for Chelsea in 94, the 4-0 game. He pulled his hamstring for one of the goals.
Yeah.
Stephen Quinn played for Hull. I said that, sorry. Michael Robinson played for Brighton. Robbie Ryan played for Millwall in 2004.
Yeah.
John Sheridan played for Sheffield Wednesday and they reached 2 cup finals in 93 and Arsenal beat them in both, I think.
Yeah.
Frank Stapleton, did we say that? Yeah. Steve Staunton?
Staunton I had written down, wasn't sure. What year?
Liverpool 89.
Yeah.
Gary Waddock, who was supposed to be going to the World Cup and then...
Number 23, was he?
Yeah. 22 back in the day.
Who went instead of him?
Alan McLaughlin.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Waddock is in the... I think he's in the Panini and he's in the SO World Cup coin collection.
And he's not... And he didn't go.
No.
Alan McLaughlin came on in the first game then.
They had to ring him up. Imagine that phone call.
No.
Jack, do you think Jack did it himself or did he get someone to do it?
No, he'd say someone else.
Jack it was Morris. Been bothered.
No.
Johnny Walters.
Ew.
And Glenn Whelan played in the same cup final.
Glenn Whelan written down too.
And 11.
Mark Wilson.
There was four Irish players in that team. You said one of them earlier, actually.
I can't remember now.
Yeah.
Even Ward wasn't in that team.
Dunlap. Mick 5, David 5, Matthew 1. So Rory Dunlap, right, is part of Robbie Keane's coaching ticket. And the Sun still hasn't properly made it. Is there no, like, come on, Rory.
Is he as good as Troy Parra?
Put a bit of pressure on him. is he as good as David McGoldrick is the question.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be ready for 2 weeks yesterday.
But he can't make the transfer.
There's some weird thing, yeah. He's made a load of appearances for the 21s or something. Or
too many now.
England's 21s, or he's been included in squads. There's a weird little rule. I remember there was one squad he was included in, and it was like,
that was it.
This is the one now. But
Sorry, you can play for the senior team 3 times and change, but you can't play for the under 21s.
No, there's a certain amount of times. Like, there's a cut off point. Like.
The rule was changed, wasn't it?
I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm sure they can pull up the strings if they want.
See, Carney Chukwuemeka he's going to play for Austria at the World Cup.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, great, he can let them down as well. He could be not that good for them.
round three, question three. Last but not least, name any player that Roger Federer defeated in a Grand Slam singles final. There aren't that many of these.
Federer.
Who did Federer beat in his Grand Slam singles finals? And I need them all. And I need them now.
You need them all.
And the answer is, the order is Matthew first, Mick second, David third.
Djokovic.
Yeah, US Open 2007. Only once. Mick.
Nadal.
Wimbledon 06, 07 and the Australian Open 2017.
Andy Roddick.
Yeah.
Wimbledon 04.
That guy around to be.
05, 09, US Open 06.
Who'd you say?
Roddick, the losingest of all the players against him.
Andy Murray.
Correct. We've already had him mentioned today. US Open 2008, Australian Open 2010, Wimbledon 2012.
How many answers is there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to go.
Right. I'm in. One Martin Del Potro.
Oh.
No!
Thank God he's wrong because I just wrote him down.
The other one then. With the good name.
Back to me?
Yeah.
Pete Sampras?
Nope.
So I win.
You win.
Joe Wilfred Tsonga?
No.
David
Ferrer there, is he?
Nope.
Stan Wawrinka?
Nope.
Who did he beat in the French final the year he won it?
I got lucky there then.
Was that not Andy Murray? No. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was nobody.
It was Robin Soderling.
Yeah, I wouldn't have that.
He beat like the new guys. He beat like Medvedev and them boys. No.
No. Marat Safin, he beat in the Australian Open in 2004. Mark Philippoussis in Wimbledon 2003. Leighton Hewitt in the US Open in 2004. Fernando Gonzalez in the Australian Open in 2007. Marin Cilic, he beat twice in Wimbledon and the Australian Open. Man. Marcos Bagdadis in the Australian Open in 2006.
And David Nalbandian.
He beat Andre Agassi.
Oh, wow.
In the US Open in 2005.
I only read Agassi's book last summer, and it's like a huge set piece in it as him getting to the final of the US Open in 2005.
It was a late run, was it? Yeah. It was like a late stage.
He finished in 2006 at the US Open again. Like, so.
We're sticking with last week's successful, it says here, launch of these events in the correct order, round four. Although seeing that Mick's outrageous 5-5 all but killed the quiz as a contest, we have revised the scoring.
Here.
Putting these events in order from the earliest year to the most recent, there's going to be 2 points awarded if anyone gets all five correct and 1 point awarded if you get three in their correct place.
Sorry, you get less points for getting them all right than you do for three.
No.
You get two points awarded if anybody gets all five correct and 1 point awarded if you get three in the correct place.
Okay, yeah. I thought you said 3 points.
I like how everybody pays attention.
It's like just words, just answer the questions and go for it. Like, just
Yeah, so you have until Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads to get your answers down in the page. Plenty of thinking time. About 30 seconds. Henry Shefflin wins his 10th All-Ireland with Kilkenny. Emma Byrne leaves Arsenal after 16 years playing with the club. Martin O'Neill is confirmed as Ireland manager. N'Golo Kanté is named PFA Players Player of the Year. Stuart Bingham becomes the oldest first-time world snooker champion.
Jesus.
Correct order from earliest
to Stuart
recent.
Bingham, like.
No.
Can you just read them out as we go along?
Shefflin wins his 10th. Perfect 10. Emma Byrne leaves Arsenal. Martin O'Neill is the new Ireland manager. N'Golo Kanté's Player of the Year. Stuart Bingham. Stewie. Becomes the oldest first-time world snooker champion.
Bubbles, bangles, hear how they jing-jing-a-ling.
Okay. They are five successive years, which makes it unbelievably difficult. Not even decades. Like.
Okay.
Mick.
You just ordered them. Hold on now. I've the years written down. I just haven't them ordered. Okay, I'm going to go...
Matthew. Yeah, I don't...
Does no, it actually mean nothing. Mean nothing, though.
Well, it's too hard.
It's too hard to amount of time. You can't even you write down the years and then you can't arrange them. Like.
Yeah, there's no point.
Matthew, you go first.
Okay, cool.
Emma Byrne, Stuart Bingham, Martin O'Neill, N'Golo Kanté, Henry Shefflin.
David?
Henry Shefflin, Martin O'Neill, Emma Byrne, Stuart Bingham. What was the last one again?
N'Golo Kanté.
I have O'Neill first, Bingham, Shefflin, Emma Byrne, and Kanté.
Well, Mick, you're good at this game. You got three right. You missed Shefflin and Bingham. You just
mix them up. 14 and 15. Yeah.
N'Golo Kanté is last, but you get nothing for that. And yeah. So Martin O'Neill was 2013.
Oh, yeah.
Henry Shefflin was 2014. Stuart Bingham is 2015. Emma Byrne is 2016. And N'Golo Kanté is 2017.
I couldn't count. I actually had that. I couldn't count Shefflin's All-Ireland. So I had to guess whether it was 15, Kilkenny's last one, or 14. And I had Bingham. I have the years all written down except for Bingham and 14 and Shefflin 15. Should have got 3 points there. Or 2 points or whatever the hell was on offer. So what did I get? 1 point?
Yeah. It seems...
Them's the breaks.
It's just a, you know, maybe we could workshop this a little bit. That's
wind,
all I'm saying.
You win the round. Like, you know, it's a full round of the quiz.
I know, but it's too... it's a full round. Mick is on 6, yeah. Dave is on 5, Matthew's on 2. Round 5, introduction. It's business as usual for the rapid fire round this week. You'll each have 20 seconds to answer a maximum of 8 questions.
David, to see you there, sir.
What?
Introduction.
Yeah. Fuck you, San Diego. We're going to start with the player on the lowest score, which is Matthew. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your 20 seconds will start now. Who's the manager of the Mayo Senior Footballers?
Andy Moore.
In what city will England play France this weekend?
London.
Paris. Who is top of the men's LOI Premier Division?
I don't actually know.
Bohemians. What country did the footballer Lukas Podolski represent?
Germany.
A country, correct. How many countries are there How many counties are there in the National Hurling League Division 1A?
Eight.
There are seven. I'm going to give you one more because I stumbled up counties and countries beside each other. Who won the men's 2026 Australian Open?
Come on, rapid fire.
Your man, Alvaro Caraz.
Yes.
Yeah. Alvaro Caraz.
England will play France this weekend in Paris. Bowes, top of the Premier Division. In what country? What country did the footballer Lukas Podolski represent? And the answer was correct, Germany.
Famously born in Poland, isn't he?
Yeah. It just says middle score here. You don't get a name. Counting. You ready?
Yeah.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who manages the Louth senior footballers?
Gavin Davenant.
In what city will Wales play Italy this weekend?
Cardiff.
What English club other than Brighton has Evan Ferguson played for?
West Ham.
What county is Kieran McGean from?
Armagh.
Who is currently bottom of the men's LOI Premier Division?
Waterford.
Who won the women's 2026 Australian Open?
Sabalenka.
Jason Tatum is associated with what sport?
American football.
Basketball.
Kieran McGean's down.
Kim McGinn is down, correct, Mick? You don't get a bonus point for.
I want one.
Well, just lording it over him, that's fine.
What, yeah. No, I've got the list of wrong answers here.
I'm going to answer yours as well. I think that's how brilliant I am.
I think there was an later one wrong as well.
There was, yeah, there was. Yeah, okay.
What was the.
Do you want to take over? Look at this.
I just want the score. I want to know.
Radical takeover.
He was going well. I thought I was screwed. Now I might have a chance. Small chance.
Ask him there.
What was the question I got wrong, Kieran McGinn?
Kieran McGean is from down.
I heard Kieran McGean.
Can we go back and check that?
No, he said McGean, definitely.
Right. I'm going to give you one more. Very quickly. How many counties?
No, hold on a second.
No. I did slip up a country. How many counties are in the National Football League Division 4?
Eight.
Correct.
Bullshit.
Oh, Jesus.
Why don't we just turn off the clock and just read out the questions?
Well, because why are you stumbled over a question.
I stumbled over a question.
Yeah, it'll happen for you too, Mick. Don't worry.
Who managed the Louth senior footballers? Gavin Devlin. Cardiff was correct. Wales play Italy. West Ham, Evan Ferguson. Down, you got wrong. Waterford, bottom of the table. Rybakina, 2026. And Jason Tatum plays basketball.
You've still got another question. You got eight questions in.
I would have. Sorry, when I see Jason Tatum, I can't but think of Dredrick Tatum.
Yeah.
So how many did he get?
Dredrick Tatum.
He's on 10. You're on 6.
Fighting at the weekend.
Four for
like,
drop.
That is real. Like, he completely made a mess at the end of it.
Bottle it if you want, Mick. You were answering all his questions. You were too busy.
No, I just had the Kieran McGean. I thought he had won because he answered the first four questions right. I something triggered that he got Kieran McGean wrong. And then I was like, let's see what the scores are.
Something triggered, all right. Freudian slip.
This is all just like a ploy to make me lose me.
What's
head.
In it?
No, I think it's good radio.
Is against him. Siege mentality.
Are you ready?
What's in it? Sorry.
Four.
Well, I'm not going to go until you tell me you're ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Mick, your 20 seconds starts now. How many All-Irelands Joe Canning win with Galway?
One.
Who scored Ireland's first try against Wales last weekend?
Pass.
Stockdale. In what Dutch city did Ireland lose to the Netherlands?
Utrecht.
What county is Mark English from?
Wicklow.
Donegal. Who are Kerry playing in the National Football League this weekend?
Donegal.
Mayo. What team finished top of the Champions League group stage?
Arsenal.
Henry Cooper. Cooper is associated with boxing. I think we might have a tie.
We were talking about him this morning.
Really? It's 10 points apiece.
Is it? Oh, God, I didn't.
Oh, we got the last one in there. Don't worry about it.
Got one less question, but that's okay. You didn't make any mistakes. I didn't know all the answers. That was, it turns out, a problem.
Did you get Stockdale? No.
No, couldn't remember.
Joe Canning won one.
All I can
Ireland's
think of when it was in Ireland who scored a try is the answer is Dan Sheehan, and my other part of my brain goes, Dan Sheehan wasn't even playing last week. It's like you've got all this stuff going on, this noise in your head.
The voices in Mick's head actually came out there.
Yeah.
Stockdale, Utrecht was correct. That was good. Mark English, famously from Donegal.
Yeah.
Clifford versus Kobe this weekend, except it's not because Kobe's not playing.
Yeah.
So you didn't get that. You got Arsenal top of the group stages. I would have been that stage. I'm very well recovered. And then Henry Cooper. Easy for a man of your vintage.
Henry Cooper.
Okay, so we did a tie break, a toss before we came on. If it's Mick versus David, Mick won the thing, but it doesn't really matter because you have to write down the answer now. So
Mick won the toss.
This is a sham.
I just get the point.
No.
No, for winning the toss.
How many Irish caps tiebreaker?
Classic.
Write down a number and the closest wins. Paddy Kenny.
Paddy.
Wow.
Kenny. Wow, all right, okay.
Was it the 5-2 on TV3?
Trick, 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 trick.
He was playing that day, all right, so that's one.
There was a TV3 curse every time TV3 got the rights, every time
Paddy
Ireland played on, yeah. We lost.
Because we beat their first ever game, I think, was, so we beat Croatia 2-0 after they finished third in the World Cup on RTE, and then in the Euro 2000 qualifiers, and then a few days later we were playing away to Yugoslavia in Belgrade, and a brilliant performance, nil all, 97th minute or something like that, and they scored. And it was like TV3 curse.
Yeah.
Conor McNamara ruined Irish football.
Was he doing the comms back then?
Matlock.
Oh, God. It's like the ITV England curse, isn't it?
Matlock.
England.
Yeah, it's all bollocks. Yeah. Exactly. But it was funny at the time, and yeah. Après Match had the crack about the lads presenting.
Okay, I went I went single figures here. I went 8.
Oh,
I went 4.
Oh, 7 is the correct answer. Mick wins.
After all that.
Well, after all that.
In fairness, as seen as I won the whole thing by a point anyway in the first place.
Oh, sorry. What did you say about the asterisk beside you for the easy round in the question the first round?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah,
oh,
that massive asterisk has been deleted.
What
was that? A massive asterisk.
Sorry, hang
an asterisk when it suits.
What was the very simple middle range question where all you had to do was name like the 4 cities they have 2 teams in?
Well, look, that's the look of the draw. If I had picked hard. Well,
that shut him up, didn't it?
I was middle and Mick, and Meh. My God, did I live up to the name.
Mickey Meh. See you tomorrow, folks.
Off the ball, rugby.
Have you seen the way Scotland look? Scotland, this has been waiting. This has been coming. They are so good. And yet I still can't sit here and say they're definitely going to win in Dublin.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.